This is Kent Lindquist, your host for The Feeling of Jazz. We're here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. Every Sunday night from about 8 to 10, we bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. So I hope you can stick around for the next couple of hours and do some swinging sounds with us. Tonight, our featured artist will be pianist Les McCann, fine piano player, and I think you'll enjoy a sampling of his artistry tonight. Going to kick it off by something by Les from his album The Shout, which was cut live at the Bit Club in Hollywood in 1960. And at the inception of the track, you'll hear Les McCann do a little warm-up with the crowd and introduce the tune. And he does George and Ira Gershwin's great song, But Not For Me.
Les McCann. Les McCann. Soul Brothers Incorporated. Nice looking into your faces. I'd like to play an arrangement of But Not For Me. Thank you.
You could tell that was live, very live, at a club in L.A. of circa 1960, a club called The Bit, and that was Les McCann's version of the old Gershwin chestnut, But Not For Me, ably assisted by one of Indianapolis's finest, Leroy Vinegar on bass and Ron Jefferson on drums. Now we're going to do a beautiful ballad by trumpet man Lee Morgan from his album Candy. And this was a thing written by Buddy Johnson, who had a big band in the mid-40s, a very, very popular big band. And he wrote a song called Since I Fell For You, became a jazz standard favorite as far as ballads go by the jazz artists. This is done by Lee Morgan on trumpet, Sonny Clark on piano, Dud Watkins on bass, Art Taylor on drums, Since I Fell For You. Thank you. Since I Fell for You, written by Buddy Johnson. And that was the trumpet artistry of Lee Morgan, tastefully backed up by Sonny Clark on piano, and from his album Candy. Beautiful ballad rendition of that song. We're going to go back to our featured artist of the week, and that's our man, Les McCann. This is live at the Village Vanguard in New York City, July of 1967, from an album he cut called How's Your Mother? And he does Cole Porter's classic tune, Love for Sale, backed up by Frank Severino on drums. And we've got Leroy Vinegar back on bass. Love for Sale. Thank you. Cole Porter's classic, Love for Sale, written by Cole Porter. For some of you that don't know, Cole Porter was born and raised in Peru, Indiana. He's actually a Hoosier at heart, although he got out of Peru, I think, as fast as he could, and he ended up in New York City. And I don't know if he ever came back. But that was Les McCann on piano with Leroy Vinegar on bass, Frank Saravino on drums, live. You could tell that was live at the Village Vanguard in New York City in July of 1967. Now, the next track I'm going to play is a little bit of a rarity. It's a Blue Note album that was cut back in 1956 called Judah Hip with Zoot Sims. Judah Hip was a very hip piano player in Europe. I think right in Belgium, Netherlands area. And she was playing all around that jazz scene. And she caught the ear of the producers of Blue Note Records. So they brought her over to America to cut a couple LPs. And she cut one with one of my favorite jazz musicians you hear on this show a lot, Zoot Sims. And the album was simply called Judah Hip with Zoot Sims, along with Jerry Lloyd on trumpet. And here they do a little romp through Lernon Lowe's composition, Almost Like Being in Love.
Ha ha ha!
Judd Hipp on piano, along with Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Jerry Lloyd on trumpet, from a Blue Note album called Judd Hipp with Zoot Sims, doing the Lerner & Loewe standard, Almost Like Being in Love. Okay, back now to our highlight artist of the week, and this is Les McCann on piano, and this is from an album called Something Special, cut in L.A. in 1962. And we've got, of course, Les McCann on piano. We're adding now the great guitarist Joe Pass on guitar. Clifford Scott is on the reeds, on the saxes. They bring in Richard Groove Holmes, one of our favorite organists you hear on this show off and on organ. Ron Jefferson on drums. This is a little thing written by Les McCann called Black Groove. Thank you. All right, that was our man Les McCann, our featured artist of the week on piano. Richard Groove Holmes was there on organ, adding his skills. Ron Jefferson on drums. Clifford Scott on tenor sax. The great Joe Pass on guitar from a little thing called Black Groove. Now we're going to turn now to one of Chicago's finest, tenor man Gene Ammons, straight out of DuSable High School, 48th or 49th in state, in Chicago, went on to worldwide fame. This is from his album, Nice and Cool, and this is a beautiful ballad rendition of Rodgers and Hart's composition, Little Girl Blue.
Thank you.
All right, that was the tenor sax stylings of our man from Chicago, Gene Ammons, and that was not Blue Room. That was Little Girl Blue.
No, it was Blue Room.
No, it is Little Girl Blue.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, we're going to turn to another album by Les McCann. And this is an album called On Time, cut in L.A. in May and June and August of 62 with, again, our man Leroy Vinegar out of Indianapolis on bass, Ron Jefferson on drums. And the album's called On Time, and this is an old standard from the swing era that Les McCann does in a very nice fashion called You're Driving Me Crazy. Thank you. by Les McCann, our featured artist of the week on piano, doing You're Driving Me Crazy. And now I'd like to remind you that you are listening to Feeling of Jazz here on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. I hope you make it a habit of joining us. And we're going to have some news now at the top of the hour for 5-6 minutes, and we'll be back for a second hour at the Feeling of Jazz. So we hope you'll please stick around. We're going to close it out with the Hannah Fontana Band doing I Found a New Baby.
I'm